So how is everybody?
Good.
I promise this won't take long. But I've never, the only time I talk a lot is on the phone. Just ask my wife. So, yeah, they asked me to speak again. And it's a humbling experience. I don't know if they just wanting to see me suffer or if they want to. But I always like to start with a joke, and I heard a joke today that was pretty good, I think. This man and wife was arguing about who makes the coffee. And they argued for a long time, and he said it was her job, and she said it was his job. She said, "I can prove it. It's in the Bible." He said, there's no way that talks about man making coffee in the Bible. She opened up the Bible to Hebrews. So, let's have a word of prayer for the message. And our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this church. We thank you for this, all the people in this church. We know there's a lot of things that need to be addressed and prayed for our country, and just be with me as the Lord gives me the words to speak to you, that it nourishes your soul or speaks to you in some way. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to talk about prayer a little bit. I got some scriptures that I've looked into, and so the first one is Matthew 5, and it's 43 through 48. My glasses ain't working. I can't see as good. You have heard that it is said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends the rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are you not even a tax collector? Collectors doing that. How many times have we, you know, run into people that we needed to pray for because we'd had a disagreement with them or whatever? And that speaks volumes to me, because I've wronged some people, and I hope they'd, or I ask for forgiveness and stuff, you know. But people around me, I do pray that I can heal what went wrong, or try to come to agreement or understanding or whatever. And I think prayer is a powerful tool. I didn't know what praying was back in the day, probably. I pray a lot now, but I do silent prayer. I don't pray a lot in public or anything, because I think that's what it holds us to, you know, pray. Well, I use my wife as an example. I pray when we get in the car when she's driving. I told her I was going to use that. But she always tells me, you're not dead yet. So, but anyway, it's just a little funny thing. But no, I didn't know how powerful prayer was. And I'm still praying for reconciliation with my kids and stuff like that, because they don't, I guess they don't see things the way I do. and talk or talking to some, you know, other people that's had the same situation, it's kind of a common thread. And I pretty well told my kids, you know, you live your own life and the way you feel fit, and I know they believe in the Lord, and I know that we all make mistakes. I admit to my mistakes. I mean, I make mistakes every day. But if you need something, you can call on me, because I'll try to be there. I know that. But that's all I got for that one. We'll move over to Matthew 6, 5 through 15. And this one I really like, because this is the way I feel sometimes whenever, you know, I've seen some things. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you talk to him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father who in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive men, they sin against you, your heaven Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. I mean, that's just talking about forgiveness, you know. I can't ask that, because that's not the way to do it. But I know everybody's had this situation. Somebody's had this situation with people that, going back to disagreement is what I mean. You know, you have a disagreement and you have to forgive or pray about it. And I say it's just, we pray our church, you know, for our pastors or a pastor to come into our church. And praying is just powerful. That's all that's all I can say about it. It's just powerful, because if you don't pray, I think you're lost. We'll turn over to Luke. Luke 6, 27 through 32. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes... Yeah, messed that one up, sorry. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do unto others as you would do unto them, as they would do unto you. For some reason, I'm more nervous than I have been. I don't know what the deal is. And then Luke 18:1. And Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. I mean, it is, there's so many scriptures about praying in the Bible. I didn't count them all, but I just know there's a lot. I should have counted them all, so I had a number. But, you know, it talks about praying. It talks about prayers. It, you know, it talks about, I mean, it all, the Bible just all knits together, which I started when I decided to help or fill in a little bit, you know, picking up the Bible and learning. There's just, it's just amazing how this, how it all ties together, each chapter. No matter if it's Old Testament, New Testament, it all is stitched together. And when you get in Revelations and you go, oh boy, this Revelation is it's going to talk about how the world, I mean, I think people say we're in part of Revelation right now. And if we don't know our Lord, we're in a world of hurt. And it, you know, it's just that I hope everybody is, you know, we can go out there and we need to pray for people and save them from, so they don't go to hell, because there is a hell. It's in the Bible. Well, my last scripture is James 5:13-16. This is the prayer of faith that talks about. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the person, sick person, well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And that says a lot. I know a guy told me one time, you know, if you stumble or fall out of grace of God, he forgives you, and he'll keep on holding on. A friend of mine told me one time, he said that when people like AA, he said that people gather around those people that stumble and try to, or help them, you know, they've got a group, not the words I want to say, but they got support. That's what I'm trying to say. They got support. And I feel sometimes if you stumble, and I'm not saying this church, just don't just wipe this out. But I'm saying some churches, if you stumble, that I know you're getting prayed about, but you're also getting shunned. And I've left this church before and been gone for a long time. But it's amazing that Tiffany and I have been coming back over a year, and it was just like I never left. And that doesn't happen in all churches. So the love of God is here. The people here, you know, they love each other. My friend Terry Fowler back there, not to say Terry Yoder ain't my friend either, but because I got to keep them two separate, you know. One, they don't look the same. But anyway, you know, Terry's lost his wife, you know, and it's been 2 months. And Terry and I have been getting, you know, we've got closer, and because I feel like he needs a support. And I'll call him, well, I'll try to call him once a week, or at least go out to eat with him or something. And that's what we need to do. We need to pray for each other. We need to support each other. And if somebody's not at church, call on each other. I mean, I'm as guilty as the next person. Life gets busy, and then we don't do it. And then when we see him, I say, I was thinking about you. But like the Lord said in the Bible, you can pray for somebody in your own home, in a closed room. It doesn't have to be out in public and with, I mean, there's nothing wrong with praying in public. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it doesn't have to be so everybody can see you, just so you can put on a big show, is what I was meaning. So I hope I've brought some wisdom to you, I guess, and I appreciate you allowing me to be up here to ramble on about stuff. And I love y'all. And I'll dismiss with a word of prayer, and the ladies want to come up. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this message. I just hope it brings some light into your word and nourished, you know, touches someone, is what I'm trying to say. I'll always be grateful in your name, Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Richard. I have to say, I've been joking a lot about how I'm getting old. I've been listening to a lot of talk radio and so many podcasts and different things instead of, you know, just music all the time. And almost everything I've listened to this week has tied into what Richard was just saying about praying for each other and lifting each other up and supporting each other. And I heard two different sermons this week, I guess, about how much we need our church body and community around us. And if you don't go to church, and there's a reason that you think you don't go to church is because of the people, remember, that's not the reason you're supposed to be there. It's not the people that, you know, we're not supposed to be lifting them to a higher standard. We're supposed to be all striving to be like Jesus. So everybody has their issues and their wrongs and their reasons, but that shouldn't be why we stay away, because we're all needing the hospital. So please stand, and we're going to sing verses 1, 5, and 6 of Take My Life and Let It Be Consecrated. It is number 455 if you'd like the hymn book. Otherwise, it's on the screen. Thank you for this day, and we thank you for this time in your house gathered together, Lord, with your people. And thank you, Lord, for Richard being willing to come and bear his heart and pour out what you've given him, Lord. Let us all take that and run with it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.